And joined today by Boone School Superintendent Dr. Julie Trepa. Good to have you back.
Good morning.
Had a board meeting at the beginning of the week. And with everything else going on.
Yeah.
Kind of got you in. Thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Anyway, so happy Friday.
No snow days, nothing.
No. First ratios. Let's celebrate that.
Yeah. You got, we got by pretty good.
We did.
First things first, folks, we are closing the track, Geppinger Field.
Yes.
Only for 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks. We need to resurface the track so it's in good shape for our athletes and our community. So it's to make sure that we can improve it. So yeah, it's off limits for 2 weeks. Please, please, please.
Please. The only one permitted there will be Fisher Tracks, and they're doing the work, and then they'll be doing the painting and getting it done. And again, for those that haven't been around there, there's a few cracks in the track.
Yes.
And there's some things that need to be done.
So. Yep. This is just part of general maintenance that you do on facilities. So, yeah. So
we had that one going on. I can't wait because I know people are, well, there's a number of different things that actually came up. A lot of discussion stuff here. So I want to talk about the handbooks and chronic absenteeism.
Oh,
so
boy, what is,
that took up most of, I'm going to say, a lot of the time at the meeting. A lot.
It really did, yes. So chronic absenteeism, there has always been a definition to that, but this last legislative session, they have been explicitly clear on what chronic absenteeism will look like and how schools should be addressing such absences. And so I think the biggest change that parents need to understand is that excused and unexcused are absences. Doesn't matter if they're excused or unexcused, they're still counted toward that chronic absenteeism number. So if a child misses 10% of the grading period, which is a semester in our case, parents will be receiving notification of that, and it will not matter whether those absences were excused or unexcused. Now, I do want to clarify that there are some that are exempt. For example, we have work-based learning.
Yep.
And that's exempt because while they may not be in a traditional classroom, they are still in school, just at the job site. Mm-hmm. Or field trips or athletic events that they need to leave for. Those school-sponsored things are exempt. But there will be more information coming to parents. And once we hit 15% absenteeism, then there's a team gathering where parents need to come and sign that we've all had a conversation on how we're going to move forward. And yeah, it's pretty explicit.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll go there anyway. The it came from the legislature through the Department of Education. And we're not all schools get to do this.
All schools do this. The other thing that is completely new is that one of the consequences of truancy is that a school district can stop an open enrollment. So if someone is open enrolled into a school district and they have exhibited truancy, that family can be put back to their homeschool.
Okay. So some of the things that...
People might not have noticed this was not going on,
and then all of a sudden, here it is.
Yes, it was something that was passed during the legislative session, so now we are expected to implement.
And the district already had policies in place, so it's not wasn't being dealt with. It just was done. This is now being mandated.
It's now being mandated, and being mandated in a way where the state's directing a lot more than what our local control has in the past. But it's not completely new. It's just maybe a little tweak in how we need to implement the process.
So anyway, board had a good lengthy discussion on that. A lot of discussion. So this is during the regular meeting. Now we'll go back to the other one, the work session meeting.
Yeah.
They had received, the district, and we've talked about it before, had received an invitation to join the Heart of Iowa Conference.
Correct.
And it wasn't that we were out, the district wasn't looking, and we were pretty comfortable. We're kind of in the middle there, size, enrollment-wise, we're in the upper part.
Yeah.
And, but again, this is something that
data that was shared at the work session, and it's online. Anyone can go and look at that data. Data that ranged anywhere from win-loss records for Boone for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Our enrollment compared to Raccoon River and Heart of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Free and reduced lunch percentages are there. Heart of Iowa teams, how many teams they have at the different levels, depending on the sport, things like that.
Giving a lot of comparisons because right away people just talk about, well, first of all, football doesn't.
No.
That state does that, folks. That's
on correct.
But there are things that are applicable and not. Tennis, Boone does tennis. Not all Heart of Iowa schools would.
Nope.
Not all Raccoon do
no.
tennis. So
no.
There are certain things there. Swimming is another one that comes to mind.
So. Yeah. That won't necessarily be affected by any kind of a conference conversation, honestly.
But one of the things, and I remember before he departed us, Brett Gallagher, one of his concerns was, what about all the way through because of the down to the middle school level? What kind of impact does that have? So the board's got...
They've got a lot of data, and because Heart of Iowa includes 1A, 2A, and 3A schools, whereas Raccoon River is essentially 3A, and depending on the sport, can be 4A. But that's the question. We want to ensure that our students aren't being deprived of activities simply because the people that we're playing don't have the teams to play. So that was also definitely part of the conversation at the work session. But another piece of data that we will bring to the table to the board will be our participation rates in our district as wins and losses happen for particular athletic components. So that, because that's also something that has been raised as, does that impact our participation?
Mm-hmm.
How often there's a winning season and such. So that's something else that the board will also look at.
Does it include other activities? Because I know we have conference music and choir.
That was also part of the conversation at the work session, is the board really wants to know more about how this will affect our activities side. The fine arts, band, choir, orchestra, activities such as that. So that's the other piece that we're hoping to dive into a little bit more as well. So it's not as simple as just looking at a few of our athletic sports. It really affects everything. And it was also brought up that it affects the principals get together with their fellow conference principals to kind of discuss the different things that they're addressing in their buildings. And so a switch to a conference would change who the principals speak with. It would change who the superintendent speaks with. It would change who our curriculum director speaks with. It really does. It's a lot more comprehensive and complex than I think most people realize.
Yeah. Well, that's the other part I was going to talk about, because it does give you a group of like schools. Or,
That's the intent, is to be enough alike that you can have those conversations and have similarities in which to draw from. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of you have the same travel distances.
Yes.
Stuff like that, too.
So that was part of the data. Yeah. So it's really kind of a wash. Heart of Iowa and Raccoon River have about the same amount of distances evolved. So, yeah.
So, well, anyway, the one thing that will be coming up is a listening session.
There is a listening
session. The board
wants
to do a listening session. So tell us about this.
Yes. So the listening session will take place at 5 o'clock on August 12th. It will last till 6:15 because we do have a regularly scheduled board meeting in August on the 12th. So it will take place for an hour and 15 minutes if there's enough people that wish to speak. Everyone will have 3 minutes to share their thoughts. If they're finished before, the board did say they wanted to be able to ask clarifying questions of anyone that speaks, but it won't be a discussion or a conversation. It would just allow for board members, if someone shares something and they just need to clarify, they're going to ask those clarifying questions. Mm-hmm. People will sign in and share kind of their opinion as to whether we should stay with the Raccoon River or if they feel that we should be moving to Heart of Iowa, and we'll alternate speakers that way so that people can have their voice heard.
Well, boardroom, are we planning boardroom?
In the boardroom. Okay. We're planning in the boardroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that'll be going on.
Yep.
August 12th.
August 12th.
We'll remind them as they get closer.
Yes. So yes.
People, and again, that's one of the things. Yeah, we're getting close to the beginning of school then, so.
Yes.
A decision would have to be arrived at, I'm guessing. If
September is the deadline. Board meeting that they will make a decision because Heart of Iowa wanted an answer in October.
Sure.
So
they have to start planning and things like that. So, all right, there you go. Those were the fun things. No, it's just the time. A lot of time was spent on both.
Absolutely.
During the actual meeting itself, do we have cooling now at the middle school?
We do.
Yay!
Yes. I believe they're still tweaking a little bit.
Okay.
But it should be completely done today.
They were. Oh, yeah. That was the beginning of it. So by the end of the week, should be taken care of. This is the HVAC thing, folks, or you don't know. At the middle school, you're going, well, that's a new building. Well, it was 20 years ago.
Yep.
The recent bit of heat really showed up in there.
It did, and so we have had temporary cooling this whole time, and so we're very happy that it's installed because the temporary unit was costly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and so that's something I think people don't realize. The unit that we replaced was about $500,000, and there are five of those at the middle school, so...
It takes. When one goes down, it does put a lot of stress on everything else, too.
Yes. So,
again, that's that part's done. Ledges Elementary, we finally wrapped up most of the stuff. I think you got a little deduct on
Have some deducts for some work that we needed to lean on some other individuals than the original contractors to finish. So, yeah, that was great.
All right, now let's talk about our cash and carry sale.
Yes.
This has got to do because district has made arrangements to sell Page and Lincoln. We have somebody that's interested in moving forward with those.
For market value housing. Yep.
And at this point, you got to get rid of some things.
We need to get rid of the contents. So on August 10th from 9 a.m. to noon, we will be having a cash and carry sale. There will be just a few items that will have actual price tags on them because they're pretty new. I think there might be a washer or dryer in there and maybe a refrigerator, but most of it will be make an offer and you need to take it on your own. We aren't able to deliver. You just
come
see what you like.
What, try to move them like into the gym areas?
Everything will be moved into the gym and the first floor because the gyms aren't that large, so all of the items are on the first floor and in the gym at Page and Lincoln. All of the items, at contents at Futures will be in Lincoln.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So everything will get moved?
It'll all be there.
And we're not talking like things that were fastened to the walls and stuff
like
that.
It's really important that no one tries to take anything that's adhered to the walls or affixed because that is part of our sale. So we need to make sure that, the things being sold are things that can literally be picked up and carried away.
All right. So that's on August 10th.
August 10th, 9 a.m. to noon at both locations.
Both locations.
So if you want to get to both locations, you'll want to start at 9 at one of them.
So people are going to ask, are you going to have a list available? Probably not.
No. That would be extremely time consuming. It's essentially, it's cool thing. It's desks. There's a few rugs in there. Yeah.
Things that were loose in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. That will be going on. So I just thought we need to let them know.
And I would say if people want to see the inside of those buildings, that's a good day to do it because I don't know that we'll have an opportunity to do it outside of that.
Okay.
So I know I've had that question quite a bit.
Sure.
When can I walk through? So come to the sale.
Come in, we'll go through it then at that time. Your nutrition fund, you did get just basically balancing the account? Or?
So what it is you're allowed to move money from the nutrition fund to the general fund that are things like administrative costs. And they have a maximum amount that you're allowed to do so. And so that's what we did at the board meeting was be able to move it from the nutrition fund to the general fund because they were not necessarily nutrition specific things that needed to be
a little addressed. Over 62,000. So
I was thinking it was 59, but that's okay.
No, well, my number.
Maybe not. Anyway, it's around that.
That number. Anyway, so we do that. Policies, a lot of policy updates and stuff. And again,
legislative actions require changes in policies. And so the first readings were done for most policies. The only thing would be that a couple were rescinded from policies that we have first readings on. So we'll do second readings on those at the next board meeting.
Board did get a little review on the some of the FAST data, I'll call it. They always ask about that. So what did we learn from this? There were some things, some areas where
that we weren't
administrators,
real pleased.
Administrators are looking for a little new focus, a little direction. Now.
Yeah, so I think really overall it's about increasing the rigor to ensure that as we go through the year that we are having the growth match what the benchmarks expect. So what I think was not real clear just by looking at the data, you would think that, how did we go down so much? But really, the FAST assessment has different benchmarks for every session. So fall, spring, winter, and spring, there's a different measure that you're compared against. And the idea being that you should grow between fall and winter to spring. So it's not that our students didn't have growth. It's that they didn't have as much growth as the state would like to
see.
The benchmarks were. And I think that's not clear in just looking at the data. So that's something I wanted to bring up to people. It's also not a summative assessment. It is not meant to be, have they mastered all these skills? It is meant to be kind of that toothpick in the cake when you're baking a cake. Are they on track to be proficient in a summative assessment? So you're going typically to see more students kind of highlighted as, hey, we might want to make sure we're supporting them so that they can continue to remain proficient or to get them to proficiency level. So it's a different kind of test that a lot of people aren't aware of with regard to the purpose of it.
I was going to say, because it's one of those where, and I've seen this in the past, several years in several boards, but it's been, okay, yes, we're showing growth. We're not quite hitting that mark we want. Or in some cases.
Sometimes we are.
Sometimes you are.
Yeah, so that's really what I think administratively we walked away with is we need to continue to increase the rigor. And I think we'll see better results and we've been working on that. So it's also meant to be something that we can respond to as educators. So a summative assessment, we always compare to kind of an autopsy. You're figuring out what happened after.
Yeah.
But this would be more of a formative assessment in that, okay, this is kind of where we are. What do we need to do to adjust to ensure success later? So this is more of the doctor's visit, not the autopsy.
It does allow staff really to get together and start planning it. How can we address these little... Sometimes it's like at one level, it might be comprehension. Absolutely. We can read and get the words, but do we comprehend?
It's sight words at the lower elementary is something that Autumn talked about a little bit, that they've identified as having students be able to identify their sight words at a faster, more fluent rate.
Okay. That's just it. At a fast, not that they couldn't get
it. Not that they can't do it. It's that... A lot of these are timed as well, so.
We keep working at it.
That's right.
All right. So now we have, as far as getting ready for the new school year.
Yeah.
You had pretty good retention, we were talking about, but you've had a couple of changes, staff changes.
We have a couple. Yeah. So we will be hiring an interim AD very soon. I would anticipate by the end of next week. And so... Mr. Collins' last day is the last, I believe the 26th of July. So,
He had agreed to stay around to help with a few things.
To stay and help and really set us up for success as we move forward. So as the interim AD comes on board, it'll be a nice, smooth transition. And then we will post it in January so that can find a more permanent solution to the AD position. But the timing was such that an interim AD is probably the best route to go.
It was quick. It was hard to, and then others would have to get out of their existing contracts.
They'd have to get out of contracts. Yes. So most people have contracts signed by June. So, yep.
So we'll go that route with an interim, and at least now, but he's got the table set for
us. Absolutely.
So.
The table is set, and we're ready to sit down at the table and eat.
And you got Lori, too.
So. We do.
That helps immensely.
Absolutely. And a great admin team to support the AD. I mean, and two administrators have been in the role and understand. So
everybody is aware. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you need to find a new person to
I
help.
Need to find a new administrative assistant. Yes. Today's the last day to apply. So anyone who is an administrative assistant and would like to work in the schools, today's the deadline to get that application in. So,
well, Bill, get that done. Otherwise, for facilities, work that was being done, I know Brian was there. He's been keeping everybody updated. Painting, I'm guessing. We don't have a lot of painting to do in new buildings. There's that.
No, but we did do some painting in Franklin. So those parents that have children at Franklin are going to see some differences. It looks nice and sharp. And there's just maintenance and upkeep that I think just a lot of people don't realize how much gets accomplished over the summer. So we've put in more carpeting. We've had, just doing some more caulking around some windows, just maintenance work that needs to happen and make sure that our facilities stay in the great shape that they're in right now.
And buses, bus wise and everything else we got?
Bus, we're ready to go. I talked to Mike yesterday. He said we could start school tomorrow, he says.
In the meantime,
yes.
People are going to start asking, okay, if you sell Page and stuff, are we still going to use that as a drop off location?
Yes, we are. The stops have not changed. Okay. And so that was actually part of the agreement with the company that we sold to. So the bus stops are remaining the same.
All right.
Exact same place.
That answers a lot of their questions.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Julie Trapaboon, school superintendent, our guest on our program today. Coming up, you've got, August meetings? And
We've got that cash and carry sale. We've got listening session and the board meeting on August 12th. And gosh, then we've got our new teachers coming and there we're off and running. Yeah.
And still have to do, by the way, the only calendar change, if you want to know, that was done was preschool related.
It was preschool related. We had inadvertently not had the correct date, the end date for preschool previously. And then parent teacher conferences often take place the first and second day of the school year. Since school starts on a Friday, we thought Friday night was not a great night to try and do parent-teacher conferences, so we moved those to Thursday night and Friday morning. So
you got
that's
it.
The change.
There we go. That's what's going on in the Boone School District.
Yeah.
Here, so. Otherwise, everything else, just keep going forward.
Keep going forward, absolutely.
Yeah. And enrollment and stuff like that, because sometimes you get people all of a sudden, I might have missed. Go online.
Go online and register. So those of you that have been with us, it's just a simple going on and seeing if anything has changed and saying, yep, that looks good. Mm-hmm. But if you're new to our district, then the registration's on our website. It will tell you new or existing students which one to click on. And yes, please register because that helps us be ready for the school year too and know exactly how many students we're going to have. So.
And should you panic, we can always call.
Absolutely.
There's secretaries in the buildings that can walk you through it.
Yeah, well, actually, Tanya Bousted is a great contact because she can walk you through. We also will, if you need to come into central office, we can help walk you through that process as well.
All righty. I just wanted to make sure.
I think that's a good question, yes.
All righty. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.